Saturday morning huddle right here on Mix 101.7, recapping Alt Aurelia now, joined by co-head coach Chris Reinert. 34-31 on the Warriors' homecoming game last night. Akron Westfield prevails, but, I mean, just looking at that score, Chris, what a game it must have been as your guys laid it all on the line.
Yes, it was. It was a great high school football game. Just in the first half alone, we had about everything you could dream up in a football game, and it was a great game for the homecoming. It's just unfortunately just a tad bit short on the scoreboard again this week.
A wild first quarter, you were telling me.
It was. Akron Westfield poses all kinds of issues for a defense. They have a wonderful quarterback, and he's a dual threat quarterback. He's a leading rusher, and they cause you to prepare for so much, and they came out and put 24 first quarter points up. Kind of had our heads spinning as a coaching staff, as a defense. The kids, I'm sure, their heads felt the same way. Then after that, we kind of settled in and played really good football. Played great defense after that, and only gave up 10 the rest of the way.
And how about the second half? You were telling me in the fourth quarter you had a chance to take the lead.
Yeah, we did. Yes, we were down 4 points, I believe, is what it was, and we were driving, just ready to enter the red zone, and we had a misheld on a handoff. We misheld one and put it on the ground, and unfortunately, that turned around to be a score for them to put them back up 10. Our guys regrouped. We went down the field, scored, and brought it back within the 3 points. And then, unfortunately, after that, they had the ball and ran the clock out.
Parker Meyer, 6 of 10, 2 touchdown passes, both to Jared Weiland, who caught 3 for 72.
Yes, those two have gotten on the same page. It took them a few games to get going, and Parker, very efficient, 6 out of 10, like you said, and found Jared a couple times. First drive of the game, we had the ball, and went down, went up the score right away with a real nice pass play. Parker had some nice passes with some great touch on it, and he found Jared early on there. He put us up 7-0, and then found him later in the game as well. Found a tight window, actually forced it through something. And Jared made a spectacular grab right at the goal line in traffic and came up with that one too.
And Parker had a rushing touchdown as well last night and able to get Bryce going a little bit, 21 carries, 86 yards, and a score.
Yeah, Bryce finally got him going again. You know, teams have been doing a great job of shutting him down. He's been our leading rusher the last 3 years, and teams knew that, so we've kind of had to go elsewhere. And last night, Bryce kind of got it going again. Had some good, solid, hard runs, and got back to where we wanted him to be.
And reading some comments from Coach Peck, of course, Akron Westfield, their offense is very strong. Was tackling a major problem for your defense last night? And on the offensive side, how did you handle their blitzing?
Okay, first of all, their defense, our defense, they had one long run in the first quarter. That was part of our issues as we're getting settled down. Just trying to tackle too high. Esker's a tough kid. Not only is he fast, has some quickness, and he's a load to bring down as well. And he had an 82-yard run, I believe it was, in the first quarter there. That's part of their scoring burst. And once we learned that we couldn't tackle up high, we settled down and did a better job the rest of the game there. Offensively, yes, for the most part, did a good job with their blitzes. They did not bring a whole lot. Unfortunately, we had a 4th down and 4 at the goal line in the first half. In the second quarter there, that we had a miscommunication on our snap count, and unfortunately, they brought a blitz at that time and killed that drive on us. But for the most part, our guys did a nice job on that.
Health-wise, are you pretty good at this point in the season?
I don't think we could ask for it to be much better. Our kids have stayed healthy all year long, knock on wood, and going into week 8, we are still working with the same starters for the most part that we did at the beginning of the year. So, we're very grateful there.
Glad to hear that. Maybe you wouldn't have known that during the week, though. Any unique injuries on fake and injury day?
We had all kinds of things going. And actually, we had one of our starters had this whole school convinced that he was done for their year, and I'm not sure how they could buy that from him. But anyway, they did, and it was a fun week. That's what we told the kids. homecoming's a long week for these kids, because I know they're putting in extra hours with their lip syncs and all their planning for the week at night on top of practice and whatnot. And the kids did a great job of staying focused. And like I said, this was probably the most mentally daunting task they had all season, and they did a great job with it once we settled into the game.
34-31, Akron Westfield prevails over Alt Aurelia, but the Warriors, they've taken major strides, no doubt about that. And next week on the road to take on Lamar's Galen. Co-head coach Chris Reinert, thanks so much, Chris, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Ryan.